My beautiful Valkyries, we are entering June very, very soon, so I wanted to make sure that you are prepared for that month. And before we get into that, I will tell you that it is pretty, really pretty positive. And you might say, oh, you are showing us only positive aspects. I use astrology to trigger the positive changes in my life, to inspire, to share with you, especially that positive energy, so you can use that for yourself. And it's not like I ignore that negative energy, but I believe that when we know that, oh, this date is a very bad date, we expect that in our head, and we will do everything, our mind will do everything to make that date really bad. So I am supporting you with the expectations, with the positive energy here, not ignoring the negative signs and negative aspects. I will mention them just so you are aware, but I will also mention them in the area of light. So how you can use them in a really positive way, because every aspect comes with the light and the darkness. So you can use some of the even difficult aspects in a very positive way for yourself when you are prepared. And that's kind of my mission as well. I am not the person that will tell you, oh no, that this date is like completely bad. I will tell you what to focus on during that time so you can use that energy efficiently. And that's, as an example, Mercury retrograde. We have none in June, but Mercury retrograde, it is the period of where we need to focus on some kind of stuff, and it is not the greatest time to sign any agreements and so on. But it is a great time to reflect on your budget. It is a great time to reflect on something. So I'm trying to balance that energy for you, and I hope you appreciated that. Before we get into June energy and the details of that, I will tell you how we structure that video. So the first part, we will reflect on April's and May's energy, only because I am usually not doing that, only because there is a change between this super fast moving period to a little bit more peaceful June. And I want to show you how those aspects are looking and how they are affecting the energy around us. That's one thing. The second thing, we'll move to the June overall energy. So how the first part of June looks, how the middle part of June and the end of part of June in general, on a very high level. And then we will move to the aspects one by one, not all of them, but the most important ones, how to use them for your advantage. So let's get into that. Reflection on April and May. And you remember April's energy. It was not maybe negative, collectively difficult, but collectively disturbing, because we had the Uranus conjunction as well, as you remember, and the Uranus energy in general. So the fast moving, the unexpected changes, even if you didn't feel that till now, those unexpected events or changes in your life will be coming up, because those cycles are long. It is a couple of years, really, that Uranus will work on that. So you will feel that energy at some point. And that was crazy, crazy April. It was fast. It was disturbing. It was a lot of changes, that energy around us. So you might even felt a little bit of anxiety during that time. And look at what happened in April for you. Then we moved to May. May was also a very positive month where we had a lot of Jupiter's energy, especially in the second half of May, where we had Jupiter and Venus conjunction, Jupiter and Sun conjunction. Then Jupiter moved into the sign of Gemini, 25th, 26th of May. And that Jupiter will be there for 12 months. So if you haven't seen the video about this transit and you do not know how this will affect or how you can use that, Jupiter is a great planet to be used to really build your wealth because it comes with the abundance, with the expansion, with the problem solving as well. So you can really use that energy on look at where it falls in your chart, where is the sign of Gemini in your chart, and then you can see the house where it is, and you can use that house energy to really build your wealth. And somebody mentioned to me on one of my TikToks videos that it was in quadrant with Pluto. I think she actually mentioned quadrant with Saturn because that's the aspect that is coming, and Jupiter actually during that transit had harmonious aspect to Pluto. But yes, we had the quadrant with Saturn. I didn't mention that so great because probably in the beginning of the transit, you will not even feel that. Also because it will be closer and that energy will be closer and closer and more, you will more feel that when the transit will be ending. So closer to those 12 months, it will be closer to the end of this cycle when that quadrant will be more visible, and that when you can feel that this expansion of Jupiter can be a little bit limited by Saturn. However, still, that first part of that transit should be really, really positive for you, and you really can use that energy, especially during the next months. It can be really, really positive. So that was the May and / June, because we still will have that Jupiter in Gemini through the whole June and pretty much the whole year. However, how the whole month looks. In the start of the month, we have a very positive energy, and I would call this a June month as a manifestation month. So we will a little bit slower down with our energy. And why, I will tell you after we are looking at the aspects. But in general, if you want to process something, make sure you process that until the 3rd of June, 4th of June, in general, first week of June. Because then on, and let me check, I think it was 9th of June, Mars enters Taurus. And then it squares Pluto, but on 11th, but in general, Mars enters Taurus. And that's the drive that it had in Aries, moving to Taurus, it will really slow down. So that drive that we had, like moving, it will a little bit slow down. And we have a bit of the negative aspects in the middle of the June. The last part of June will actually be very introspective. You will see that when we go through the aspects. But the last part will be a little bit even slower and introspective. So that month is great for manifestation, and if you want to launch anything, if you want to move anything forward, do that in the first part. Middle part, well, we have a couple of negative aspects and quadrants there, so there might be a bit difficult communication energy and so on. And then the last part you can really use to reflect on yourself, on that introspective energy, how it went, how the things that you started, that you worked on last months were progressing, and a little bit on really, really introspective on how did you feel with that, how you would like to move forward, a little bit of reflection, outer reflection, maybe. So this is a great month to dream big an expansion, but also, and that's the manifestation. I would say that's the best month this year to really manifest the life that you really want, because we have positive energy during this month. We don't have any super disturbing energy during this month. So it is a great time to really manifest, to really chill a little bit, to slow down. If you had super great moving projects, maybe right now it is a little bit time to have a look and appreciate what you have done, how far you've got. Because we will have a lot more fast energy later this year. So I think that this month is really, really great to a little bit reflect, a little bit chill. If you planned, for example, vacation or something, that's super positive time to reflect, to chill, to just enjoy that positive energy. But there are super great aspects that you can use for yourself. If you are building your wealth, if you were building and you were working on some kind of projects, we have a fantastic, super stable, super positive full moon in Capricorn on 27. If you worked a long time, consistently on some kind of project for you, this might be the culmination and that might be the finalization of that project as well. But let's get into the details. I'm not sure if in that tool I am able to share some kind of charts. If yes, I will try to do that. If no, we will just go through that. Take pen, take the notebook. I will have a sip of wine. And we are getting into the aspects that you can use for yourself and so on. I love wine. I usually drink tea, but at this time, such a beautiful day, such a beautiful date as well. And so chill energy that, oh, wine is just like gold. Okay, let's get into the June's aspects here. So the first one that is still ongoing, and if you would like to catch up on that energy, feel free to do that. That was the Jupiter entering Gemini sign and being there for 12 months. That's first thing. So I will not spend more time on this. Then on the 3rd of June, we have Mercury that enters Gemini. And in general, we really have, in the beginning of the month, we really have a lot of air energy, air signs. We have a lot of planets in the Gemini's sign. And Pluto is in Aquarius, so we have really, really air energy in the beginning, which might come with super fast communication, getting to know and meet new people. There might be some kind of swings in communication. So with the Gemini, you know, it's sometimes good, sometimes shit, like somebody says. I don't remember who said that, but this really is the energy sometimes that it can be the swings. So one day it is a really, really positive. On the other day, the communication with the people, with your community, might be not that super good. And that's okay. I mean, there are better days and there are not so good days. Today, I, for example, have a little bit of fever that I didn't expect, but I wanted to record that video. So, well, you are getting that energy. And then you might get some kind of like dramas or gossips coming to you or about you, some kind of fake news that you can see somewhere else. I mean, that's that kind of energy when we have so many planets in air signs, especially this time in Gemini, which is that kind of fast moving energy as well, but like you know, communication, puzzles, mindset as well, because Gemini is a lot about mind and those puzzles in your head as well, computers as well, communication in general. Gemini is also ruled by Mercury, which on the 3rd of June, Mercury actually enters Gemini, so it will feel really, really good, and that communication can be really powerful and very positive. But with, in general, with so many planets in air signs, you might want to ground yourself, and those are very easy things like go and touch the grass with your feet, go on a picnic with your husband, with your partner. That it will be great energy to really ground yourself. Then on the 9th of June, and let me check so I am not lying, June 9th, Mars enters Taurus. So it will a little bit slow down, and it will stabilize that air energy as well. So it will a little bit give the balance to those, all those planets in air signs. And very great, and that one you can note, if you want to process something, 3rd of June, 4th of June is great to really dream big in expansive way, in abundant way. Just because, and I hope you remember some of it from the last videos, on 4th of June we have Jupiter and Mercury conjunction, so fantastic, Jupiter expansion, dreaming big, abundance together with Mercury, that is the communication, the transportation, education. It's a great time again to think expansive, to use that date in a positive way, from the perspective of communication. It's a great date to communicate something. Communicate if you have any kind of workshops planned, any launch planned in your business, any project. That's a great time to really communicate that to your community, to your friends, to everybody else that you really want to communicate that to. On the same date, we have Sun and Venus conjunction. Sun, which is who we really are, our core personality, together with the Venus that is coming with that love, harmony, but also business and money. Again, fantastic conjunction, fantastic date to really use it for yourself if you want to process something. And that is that super great positive energy that we are entering the June with. Then on the 6th of, and a lot of that stuff happens in Gemini in the beginning, because Mercury is in Gemini, Jupiter is also in Gemini. So it will be fantastic time. Then on the 6th of June, we have New Moon in Gemini. So it is a very positive, and this New Moon will be exactly between Jupiter and the Venus, which is a very positive, and it will be in conjunction to Venus as well. Again, the fantastic financial energy that is coming. It will be, though, in quadrant to Saturn. However, it shouldn't be that visible, because we have that Jupiter and Venus that is protecting that energy, let's call it like that, that is protecting that energy. So it is a great time, this new moon in Gemini will be a great time to plant any kind of seeds for future. And I will probably do the videos in which house it is for you, so you can plant the seeds very consciously using that energy. However, it is again a great date to start different things, to communicate something, to publish something, and a great time to really plant the seeds, to think about your goals and set some kind of goals, set some kind of intentions to the motion for yourself, because it will be very positive new moon as well. Then on the June 9th, I mentioned that already we have Mars that enters the Taurus. I already mentioned that it is a little bit the slowdown of that Mars moving, addictive and attractive and very fast moving energy. Mars is also pretty fast planet that is moving. So it is that, you know, energy of moving forward and giving us that energy. This time it enters Taurus, which is very steady. I don't want to say slow-mo, but it will a little bit slower down that Mars energy. Then it squares Pluto. And as you know, like squares are the negative in comparison aspects. However, this square, it will give you enormous willpower. It will give you enormous focus, really. But it's in the shadows, in the darkness of that aspect, it might come with a hot situation. So how to use that energy? Stay in peace. Really stay in peace and use that willpower, use that focus, use that stabilizing, reliable, persistent energy of Taurus that Mars is entering, and that steady way of moving forward with the projects you have in your plan and that you are working on. There will be also harmonious aspect between Mars and the planets that are moving to Cancer later. So it will be great energy of that, maybe less energetic, you know, but that consistent, reliable, persistent, steady way of moving forward more calmly as well for you with that Mars in Taurus. And that's the great energy you can really use in your advantage, to your advantage, because I mean, when Mars versus Pluto, it might come with some kind of conflicts and so on. But if you focus on, oh, let's use that Mars willpower, focus and so on, that should be all good for you. All good. And in general, again, many planets that were in air, that were in air signs, that were in Gemini, they are moving to Cancer. And Cancer energy is that deeper connection with people. So if you met somebody in Gemini and you were on those social events, on those networking events, because that was a great time to do that, right now you can deepen those relationships and really use them for building your business. Maybe you met somebody who can help you with your business, with moving forward with the plans you have. So that's, again, that movement to Cancer energy. It is a great time to really deepen those connections, to make them long-term, those connections that you've made in the Gemini. And then in the middle of the month, on 11th of June, we have Mars and Pluto quadrant, which might come with some kind of conflicts. I mentioned that again, but you can really use that with that focus, with that willpower. However, make sure that you are aware and you not get into the drama, into any kind of conflicts during that time. Just that awareness should be enough when you see that energy coming. We have also Mercury and Saturn quadrant, and that one is on June 12th. So in the middle of the month, you might, and Mercury is the planet that is about the communication, Saturn about limitations, challenges, but also very long-term changes. So if we use Saturn's energy effectively, we can use that to our advantage as well. However, with Mercury and Saturn quadrant, again, this might come with some kind of conflicts in communication, with some kind of disturbance. So if I can recommend something in the middle of this month, do not have any kind of, negotiations. Do not plan that during the middle of the month. If you need to have any kind of negotiations, agreements, and so on, process that in the first part of June, where you have supportive energies for that kind of activities. And in terms of the middle of the month, I mean, there might be, as I mentioned, fake news, there might be some kind of conflict in the communication, depending on where it is in your chart. It might be with family, it might be with friends, it might be with your community, it might be on social media. So I'm not saying do not do anything, but just be aware of the energy that do not go into any kind of dramas and so on with the communication. And now a very good aspect we have on the 17th, we have Venus and Mercury entering Cancer. And that will give us this positive, deeper communication energy, calmer as well with Cancer. Then on 20th, Sun also enters Cancer. We are starting the Cancer season. My husband has the Sun in Cancer as well. So that's the very supportive, helpful energy, but assertive. Cancer is also assertive sign. So it will be helpful. We are getting into the water. We are getting into the calmer energies as well. A little bit softer, a little bit empathetic as well. And then on 22nd of June, we have full moon in Capricorn. And that full moon is also very stable, very helpful, and in Earth as well. It will be with the trine to Mars, which is the very harmonious aspect as well. It will be, though, in opposition to Mercury and Venus. Let me check that quickly. I unfortunately in that tool cannot change to share with you that visibility, but yes, it will be in opposition with Mercury, and it will be in opposition with the Venus as well. However, it will be a very positive and very important full moon in Capricorn, and that might really come with if you worked on something for a very long time. It might get to fruition during that time. Energy is really stable. You might really get the fruits out of the things you worked for some time. It really comes with the success energy as well. And if you have any plans on the closures of some kind of projects, that's the great date to really do that. We will get into depths of all those aspects, the main aspects, this month in next videos. And I really, really recommend you to follow me on TikTok, because TikTok is like, for now, at least for me, I really prefer that platform. Because I can quickly edit everything there, and it's really, really easy. So I'm sorry to say that on YouTube, but that's the truth. On 29th, we have the start of the retrograde of Saturn. And if you have any planets somewhere close, and I will tell you already mine, I have a moon very, very close to this, unfortunately, to this event starting you might feel discomfort. It might be a little bit painful. And moon is, for myself, for example, moon is connected with the emotions. So it might be a little bit difficult time for me. But in general, how to use that positively. You might not even feel that retrograde, just so you know. If you have any planets very close to the 20th Saturn retrograde, when it stops and go into the retrograde, then you might want to have a look on this, because that area for me, it is emotional, and moon also will be very close with Chiron, which is the wounded healer, and your wounds. So for me, I know the last part of the June, I am sitting with the book, crying and doing the introspective and reflective work. Jokes aside, this is a great space for you to really get into the auto-reflection, thinking about your achievements, practicing gratitude, journaling, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes to move forward, we also need to stop and reflect a little bit. So I am usually coming with that energy. Oh yes, let's move forward. Let's use that. Let's launch. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But there are aspects that you can really use. You can stop for a second. You can reflect on yourself, and it will be a little bit slower, but at the end, it will really boost your progress. So that's a great time to do that. And as always, hugs and kisses.